A family in New York is suing. Their dad died, 84-year-old Jose Diaz Felipe. And they visited the funeral home in New York. They made all the arrangements. They had the body embalmed there at the funeral home. So when they went to look at the dad in his casket before the funeral, they went up and the funeral home opened the casket. And the son of the late Mr. Diaz Felipe said, "That's not my dad." And the funeral home said, "Yeah, it is." It turns out the funeral home had lost the body. And the son said, "That is not our father." And the funeral home said, "It is."
You think you know better than we do?
It is.
That's him. Look at him.
And they went back and forth for a while. And they were like, "You know, we use a lot of makeup." And the son's like, "I don't care how much makeup you use. I know who my father is and what he looked like." And the funeral home goes like, "Are you absolutely sure?" And they were lying the entire time.
I mean, is the guy at least the right race?
I think so. Okay. They did have, but they tried to pass off a random person of Hispanic origin to a family who had brought their dearly departed father, who's 84 years old there. So the guy is like, "We're suing."
When we opened the coffin, we find another man. And they were trying, like for hours, trying to convince us that he was our father. They say that they found, like in the same week, another person with a similar name. We don't know where our father is at right now. They say that they cremated him, but we are not sure.
So they accidentally cremated him. He was not going to be cremated. He was going to be buried. And wow. They tried to pass off a different person as the body.
How? I mean, when you hear something like this, do you ever think that you get the wrong cremated remains off? Like people, that happens a lot? Because, I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, with cremation, you have no idea. In this case, they were going to bury him. And the funeral home apparently knowingly said, "Oh, there he is." And they were like, "No." And then, "Oh, yeah, that's him." Is that crazy?
That's wild.
That come on. Do you admire the hustle of the funeral home trying?
Believe it or not, I kind of do. I think if you can know you're wrong and dead lie to somebody in their face and still try to convince them, that's respectable.
Yeah, boy, they sure
now,
did.
Now, when the chickens come home to roost, they're going to have to pay big time.
Big time.
Overtime. But, I mean, hey, they tried.
They took hours. He said hours to try and convince them. And they were like, "No, we know what our father looks like."
Imagine gaslighting somebody the most when they're grieving.
Like, a grievous gaslight.
It's already not great to gaslight somebody, but then like, yeah, they've lost their loved one.
That's the perfect use of that term too, gaslighting. You know, I didn't know what that meant for a long time. My wife had to explain it to me. I had no idea what it was, but it's like just telling them over and over, "Nope, you've got it wrong."
You're basically trying to convince somebody else that they're crazy when you're lying.
When it's like, "That's my father. I know what my father looks like." You know, we're bringing up with Lisa Lanier around this time on Friday. I bet they get paid big time.
Oh, yeah.
I think they should get paid. I mean,
you cremated a body they were going to bury.
Yeah.
They might go out of business. They might lose their license.
That's really bad.
To be a funeral home.
You just have to step up and say, "Man, we really screwed up. We cremated your boy." Even then, they'd probably have to pay because, you know, respecting the dead and the wishes of the dead is a big deal, of course. Here's another one for Lisa Lanier. She's our official attorney of this program. A woman in New Jersey, she's 69. Hit a jackpot at the Hollywood Casino at Penn National in New Jersey, Atlantic City. She hit slot machine for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, it was a huge jackpot. So she went to collect, and they said, "Oh, sorry, you put yourself on the lifetime self-exclusion list in 2019. If you have a gambling problem, you can put yourself on a 'I'm not allowed to go to a casino in the state of New Jersey or Pennsylvania.' And they try to stop you at the door, but if you win something, you don't get it." And she had signed that up herself. She had a gambling problem. And she said, "That's 7 years ago, and I want my money." And they wouldn't give it to her. She doesn't get it. No. She won the jackpot, but because she had previously banned herself from casinos for life, they kicked her out and said, "We're keeping the money." Now she's trying to find a way, a loophole around it, so she can keep the money. Police said, "You're going to be cited for trespassing unless you leave. You're not allowed." And she did it to herself 7 years ago.
Yeah, you signed your rights away.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything she can do. I think she's out.
You hear stuff about this all the time, casinos not wanting to pay. But
right.
This is on her this time.
Well, that's my thought is, are they just trying to keep the money? Could you cut her a break, cut her some slack? I don't think so.
No, but. I mean, like, if she signed herself up, that's again, that goes against the contract of that.
And, yeah. And this just goes to show that she still, in fact, has a gambling problem. And yeah. And like the whole point of her doing it is because she knew that she was going to go back and try again.
Yep.
So this is, you know, older her or younger her protecting her older self.
She says, I no longer have a gambling problem. I feel like I can do it safely and forgotten all about the signing away of her rights. But it's on paper, so mm-hmm. I don't see her getting that money. I do feel for her a bit, though. I mean, that's big money. You know, that's hundreds of
and
thousands.
And plus she admitted to, you know, signing it. If she were to deny and say somebody else signed me up for it, maybe, but she said she did it.
They had her signature right there. She's like, oh, God, yeah. I forgot about that. Man, too bad. Too bad for her. We'll ask Lisa if there's anything she can do. Do you admire this guy's hustle? A detective with the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina Police Department is filing, is facing criminal charges. I can kind of understand it. He's a detective at the police department. They're in the police department. His name is Michael DeBase, and he confronted a patrol officer who was microwaving fish in the microwave at the police station. So they got into it, and this guy DeBase pulled his gun. So now he has been arrested, but it's fish in a microwave. His excuse was, it's fish in a microwave.
I mean, I'm surprised they didn't arrest the guy that put the fish in the microwave. Everybody knows that that's wrong.
Should he be facing charges? Local residents expressed disbelief, saying that microwave fish warrants you pulling your gun. This guy should be brought up on charges.
Justified.
For microwaving fish. Cases remaining open under investigation, but they've, you know, charged this guy with attempted assault.
Is that the biggest office place faux pas is microwaving fish? Like, what's a worse crime in the office place than microwaving fish?
Not many. Not, other than something illegal like peeing in a coffee pot or something. Yeah. You know, that's about as bad as it gets, isn't it? Or what else do people do? Too loud or...
You know, I would say like maybe hooking up in the office, but, you know, microwaving fish is worse.
It's worse.
I think that might be one of the worst things that you can do. That and replying all to emails.
Oh, that's it.
I mean...
That's the one. Yeah, that's replying bad. All to emails.
I almost sent the nastiest email of my life yesterday.
Over the reply all?
Yeah, I almost said, I almost sent like a screenshot and I was like, from now on, you need to select or just say, hey, can you remove me from this conversation?
Yeah, because people do that. The reply all is annoying and because you get a million emails. Mm. I'm not part of this. You know, there was a guy who was hooking up. Story I heard long ago from another radio guy, the program director at a radio station was secretly having an affair with the receptionist. I'll tell you the story in a minute. It does involve fish.
Okay.
It involves fish.